Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to praise him. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise, the honor that is due his name. And I am so excited. The Lord has sent an angel to help in the ministry. Sister Renita, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? God is good.
I am well. I am well. Thanking God for this day and thanking God for you that you, you know,
thank
graciously
you.
Accepted to help us in this ministry. And, you know, we're all here workers of the Lord, and, you know, we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Good morning, sweetie. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just blessed to be here doing my favorite thing on Saturday morning, being with God's people and looking out the window, as I always do. That's kind of my spot during this broadcast, and noticing the lavish greenery around us and just being reminded that we serve a God that's just lavish in his blessings toward us. Amen.
Well, honey, I'm so excited. Sister Renita is here to help us today, and she's going to be joining us every second Saturday, and if I can get some more Saturdays out of her, I will.
Amen.
Well, we are under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministry, where evangelist, pastor, teacher, Adrienne Bernard is the host, and she is doing an awesome job every day at this same number, 858-683-1334. Join in and to her broadcast. She's here every day from Monday through Friday, and Sundays she does a prayer right before service. I don't know if she changed the time or not, because when she was in California, she's no longer in California, but when she was in California, it was during the time when we would be at church. So I don't know whether she's changed that time or not. Do you know, Sister Renita?
I think it's at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, because I normally join her for that on my way to church.
Okay, so she hasn't changed the time. But she's here every day at the same number at 3 o'clock Pacific time. No, it's 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. So if you get a chance and you need to be inspired, just tune in to her broadcast. You will be blessed. And Sister Renita, honey, open us up with prayer before we get started.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this one more day that you have blessed us with. It is not because of any goodness of our own. We didn't wake up because of any alarm clock, though it may have been set, but the faithfulness of God that has wakened us, touched every one of us, and wakened us this morning. And God, we're just thankful to you for just who you are, and that you have made us your children, that you have called us into the kingdom for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that we are spending together and in your presence. We pray that your anointing, that your presence, hallelujah, that your unction will be upon this broadcast today. Let your words go forth with power and anointing. Let there be healing in them. Let there be deliverance. Let there be hope. Let there just be an uplifting of your people in the name of Jesus. Let these words go far and wide throughout this land. Hallelujah. Ordain those who that you have willed to hear. Let them call in, Lord God. Let them, as they might think, stumble in. Just run across this broadcast, whether on the internet or however, Lord God, but just guide your people that they will hear what your spirit is saying to them on this day. Lord God, we just thank you for the hosts of this broadcast. Bless them. Give them, Lord God, the desires of their hearts. Give them, Lord God, even more of a heart to serve you, that we will do more, hallelujah, to reach your people, to point people to Jesus. Father, right now, we pray for Evangelist Bernard and her ministry and her just all that she's doing for you in the name of Jesus. Just bless your people. Hallelujah. Right now, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you for the healing that shall come forth. We praise you, Lord God, for the deliverance that's being worked right now. We thank you, Lord God, for raising up even those out of the sick bed because of the faith that is increased in them for the words that they hear. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, Sister Renita, you want to make any announcements? Do you have any announcements you want to make?
Yes, ma'am. You already did Pastor Agent Bernard. Also, every morning at 5 a.m. Central and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Breakthrough Prayer with Miracle Burleson is on Monday through Friday. The number is 347-637-3802. The number again is 347-637-3802. Pastor Miracle Burleson, Breakthrough Prayer. Also, I have a couple announcements for my apostle, Jackie London, if it's okay. Thursday, September 18th, she will be at Word of Life Christian Fellowship Center, 119 Drive in Somerville, North Carolina. On Sunday, September 21st, she will be at Tahilia Church Ministries, 1700 Beach Street in Goldsboro, North Carolina, at 7 p.m. On the 27th, Saturday, she will be at Chosen Vessel Ministries, Think Alumni Building, Beverly Street, LaGrange, North Carolina, 11 o'clock a.m. For those of us who are in the North Carolina area, these are some great places for you to come out and join a fellowship. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Sister Renita, this is your show, and I'm going to take a back seat and let you take it away.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? I have a woman who's coming on to share her testimony. Is she on?
No, I haven't opened her up yet. She's on, though. She's here.
Okay, you can put her on. Her name is Lenora Curry.
Good morning.
Lenora?
Yes, yes.
Good morning. How are you? I was just announcing you. She has an awesome testimony that she wants to share with everyone. It will truly, truly bless your soul. And for those of us who think in the hardest times when you think God has forgotten you or turned his back on you and you just can't seem to give him praise, Sister Lenora Curry will show you that through even the hardest times in life, we can still give God the praise because he is still good. He is still good. Good morning, Sister Lenora. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Renita. I am fine. I'm sitting here tearing already because when I speak on God, Oh, he's just wonderful. He's just wonderful. I praise him every day, every day.
Praise God. What would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little background on you.
Okay. A little nervous. Me?
It's correct. Yes.
Well, my name is Lenora. Was married in the midst of a divorce, another trial and tribulation, but God got me. Mother of three, grandmother of one beautiful young daughter. Have my business, daycare business, home daycare. So I'm a daycare provider. And I just love the Lord, and I love my church that God had sent me to.
Praise God.
I've been there for about 2 years. I've been at another church for 13. That's another story we will get on. But I love my church. I love my pastor. And most of all, I love God. And I love you too, Cousin Sister Vanita.
I love you too. Praise God. Well, without further ado, I know she wants to share her testimony with you. Lenore, if you want to, you can start at the beginning and let us know how God came into your life, how you was raised, and then take us on into your powerful testimony about you and your son.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to go straight into my son, but I was raised by my father and my grandmother. Been with her since I was 2 months old. So I was really an only child, but not an only child. Lots of love from my family, from my grandmother. But she passed away in 94. Thought my world was gone, was going to end. I wasn't in church, but I knew about church. And I knew of God, but not about God. I didn't start going to church and receiving him till 1999. So just praising him in the dance, my ministry. Been going through a lot, but God always had my back. But it wasn't until 2012 when my son was shot that I understood God, and I understood how to praise him, how to honor him, how to receive him. It wasn't until 2012. I was in church for 13 years, but it still took me to 2012.
Take your time.
Yes, I am. So, July 7th, 2012, on the evening, my daughter and I, we went out on a nautical mile to go get some dinner, some seafood. She got a phone call from my auntie, called my daughter's phone. So my daughter said, "Mom, let's go." "So what are you talking about? We just got here." "Ma, let's go. Ma, CJ has been shot." My son was at a block party, a family block party. My son was shot. When she said that, I wanted to go down. But the Lord picked me up right there. Right there, the Lord was with me. I started running. She started running. I didn't know where I was going, but he directed me. She left me to go get the car. Meanwhile, we're like 15 minutes away from the hospital. My son on the other side was like 5 minutes away. I'm running, getting out of breath because, you know, I'm out of shape. So I'm running, and there was a group of people. "You're running. What are you running from? You're running from the cops?" I stopped, heard that voice, said, "No, keep it moving." He was there with me again. Praise the Lord. Praise him. I said, "Oh, my God, I don't know where I'm at. I turned to the left. There was my daughter with the car. Got in the car. How I know God was there with me? I didn't fall. I didn't pass out. I didn't cry. My daughter, she was strong. Hold on a second. Go to daddy. Dad. I was strong. We got in the car. I got on the phone. And I called a best friend of mine and told her what happened. My daughter is out on the parkway. God was still with us. We wasn't nervous. We didn't break down. It seemed like there was no one on the parkway, no cars. Got on the parkway, got off. Now we're going through light. Not one red light. Can you hold on a second?
Yes.
I don't want y'all to hear the baby crying in the background.
Well, praise God. Sorry for the interruption. That is good.
Come.
Her testimony is powerful. How she made it through when her child is shot. And how I've seen her.
I'm back, Sister Anita. I'm sorry.
You fine.
So, we're on the streets now. Lights, not one red light. No cars, no police. God guided us through. He guided us all the way to the hospital. Hit the first light, red light, and that's in front of the hospital. I jumped out, and me and my son reached the hospital at the very same time. Waiting and waiting. I'm not going to make this story, this testimony long. But waiting and waiting to find out what's going on. All I know is he's been shot. But come to find out later, hallelujah, he was shot 3 times in the abdomen, his throat, and one grazed heart.
Ooh.
Still have not passed out. Just calm. And I'm wondering, why am I so calm? So, nobody but God. So now, he had surgery. We finally seen him. He was fine. He was strong that day. And he couldn't talk. He had to trach, and God brought him through. God just, he was all in the mix. So now, all I remember him is moving his lips and saying, Ma, when am I coming home? I don't know, CJ. Now, fast forward, he's in ICU for 4 months, struggling. He was paralyzed from the neck down. Mind you, my son was such an active young man. Loved life, loved people, loved sports, loved the outdoors. To see my son laying in a hospital bed, not able to talk or move, just his eyes. See a tear just come down his face. It was so hard. God had me. He held me up. I did not lose my mind. To go through something like this with a child. He was my baby. He was the baby. And to go through something like that, not to lose your mind. Everyone around you, how strong you are. But you know when you go in your room, you cry. You Because it is all right to cry. But God had me. God had my daughter. God had my son. God had us. I was there at the hospital. The first 30 days, I slept in the lobby near the ICU door. I slept there and left at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to go home and take care of children in my daycare. Be on the phone during the day at the hospital, checking on him. When my daycare closed, I'm at the hospital. God had me. He had me. But there was other things, the devil's in. He tried to take me out. Just crazy things. Just trying to take me out of character when I had to continue to pray and pray for my son. Not one day did I miss talk to God and pray and to protect my son. There was one day he took a turn for the worse, and my estranged husband and his girlfriend was there, and he doesn't understand God like I do. He tells me he's not looking good. He's not going to make it. I dropped to my knees, and I never prayed like this before, and I think I stayed on my knees for about 15, 20 minutes. The doctors came and said blood was coming out of every hole of my son's body, and I said no, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed to the Almighty, and he was fine. He was still in ICU. Long, long, long healing process. But he started getting worse. But I still never questioned God. I never questioned God. Why isn't he getting better? Never. I said, Lord, watch over him. Watch over him, dear Lord. Watch God. Over him.
Great.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Take your time. Take your time. You got some time. Take your time. I know this is very difficult for you. Take your time.
No, we was up there every day. Devil still tried to just come in between us. A little hurt at the church I was at. Crazy things. And I had to leave that church. I didn't get the comfort and things that I needed. But that was all right. I had God. That's okay. God said it's time to move on. Found this other church, small church, the one I'm at now. And when I tell you they open their arms and love me, and I told them my story. They've been by my side. That was nothing but God right there also. He sent me to that church for more comfort. But you know, God gives you all the comfort that you need. Fast forward again. I'm at a free concert, Donnie McClurkin concert. Didn't hear my phone ring. But when I got in the car, I saw that the hospital had called. I called them back, and they said, Ms. Smithson, your son is fine now. I said, but what are you talking about? He just went into cardiac arrest, and we brought him back. I'm by myself. Jesus. And I said, I'm on my way. Mind you, now I have to drive. I sat there, and I heard that voice. He said, sit for a minute. Just sit for a minute and release. I cried. I got myself together. I called my daughter. Then I called some other people. Got in a car, and I drove. I was fine. He guided me on my way again.
Praise God.
He's so awesome. guided me again. I got to the hospital. Everyone was there. But now, from this day on, he's, you know, it's just getting worse. He had two more cardiac arrests. But one thing, the devil stepped in again. And he was like, the doctor's trying to pressure me to sign some papers. If it happens again, do not resuscitate. My husband wanted to sign them quick. I looked at him. I'm not signing anything. Because if it happens again and we tell him not to resuscitate, I done killed my child.
Amen.
I'm leaving him in the hands of the Lord. When God wants him, God will take him. God has him. I am not signing any papers. If it happens again, you're going to resuscitate him. If he doesn't come back, that's because God took him. I had to pray on that. I couldn't sleep. I had to pray. God said, do not sign it. I got him. I got him. But he was not getting better. And that was October. And I think the first week in October, they took him out of ICU and moved him on the floor. So they said we could find a nursing home. Found a nursing home. But October, he was still, seemed like he wasn't responding. He used to go in the room and I say, CJ, mommy's here. And I had to put on my gown. You know, he can open his eyes and he'll look. Then he got to the point where his eyes was closed, but he could still feel us there. And there was times that I looked at my son when he was in ICU and he was smiling and like he was looking up and just talking. I know he was talking to God. Every time I went in his room, I anointed his head with oil. I anointed his hands and his feet. So he was covered. He was covered. God had him. But now, it's Sunday, November 4th, 2012. My daughter was tired, so I end up going to the hospital by myself this time. And as I was going there, I was playing my gospel music as I always do. And it just seemed different, like I was in a cloud. I parked, I went to hospital, walking, got to his room, and it just seemed so different. I looked at him, and I just saw on his face like, Mommy, I'm tired. Tired, Mommy. I'm tired. So now, I put on my gown, go to him, I pray on him like I normally do. I rubbed his head. I rubbed his face. I kissed his hand. I stared at him. I started to pray to God, and I cried, and I cried, and I said, dear Father, my son is tired. I am tired, but it's not about me. My son wouldn't want to live like this, but God, you know. You know what's best. I gave my son to you. You protected him. You watched over him this whole time. I know he didn't get better, but there's always a reason. There's a reason for this. But God, I ask you, do your will, dear Lord. Do your will. And I just held him, held his hand. Do your will, dear Lord, do your will. So I kissed him. I said, Mommy's going home. As I was walking out the door, kept looking back. Looking back at him. Like I didn't want to leave. Or I don't know why. I just kept looking back at him. But I said, CJ, Mommy has to go. I came home. And I told my daughter how his stomach was swollen. And she had this look on her face. And she didn't like that report. But she never said anything to me. We were sitting there watching TV. And we get a phone call. But I didn't get a phone call from the hospital. That's the devil again. Somebody took my phone number off his charts and put their number there. Like they were the mother. Devil. The devil was in this the whole time. But God kept me. He kept me strong. I should have lost my mind. I should have beat up a few people. I should have been smoking, drinking, nothing. I didn't do anything. I was calm. Continue to talk to the Lord. So we get a phone call from my daughter's friend. She said, what are y'all doing? We're watching TV. She said, I just got a call from one of CJ's friends that he passed away. That's how I found out about my son.
Oh, the devil.
I called my husband. He gets on the phone. He's crying. They couldn't save him. All I said is, why did you get a phone call and I didn't? I just got the phone call. I was going to call you. I heard the voice say, Nora, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I said, he's gone. And my daughter heard me, and she took it so hard, so hard. I start calling my family. I'm still, like, able to call, able to gather everyone at my house. And they were, like, in different towns, and it seemed like everyone was there in 5 minutes. And we all went to the hospital. For me to say this, God hears your prayers. God hears your cry because he is there. And you have to praise him each and every day. Praise him. He doesn't make mistakes. So that's why I'm good with my son gone. Because I know where he's at. Because God took him. He's in a better place than we are. I miss him dearly. Don't get me wrong. I still cry because I miss him. But I'm able to sit here and tell you my testimony. I'm in my right mind. My family is in their right mind. I just continue to go on, and his death has brought his friends to another level. They're not in the streets. They're all in school or working. But he was like their angel. I hear all these stories about him, of what he's done. So God didn't make a mistake. It was a reason. And when I said, God, do your will, he heard me. He heard me. And he has my son. He has him. Lord. He has him. And he has me. Because I'm still moving on. I didn't lose it. That is my testimony. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. God is good because in the midst of you losing your son's friends are getting their life right and moving closer to God. So he was truly an angel amongst us.
Yes. Yes.
I thank God for my little cousin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're okay, Sister Lenora, I would like to open up the lines to see if any callers would like to talk to you or maybe ask you any questions about what you went through.
Okay.
If that's okay for you.
That's fine.
Okay, hi, everybody. We're going to open up the lines. Pastor Billy Burns and her husband, Elder Burns, will be opening up the lines for and announcing the numbers for callers to speak and perhaps share their testimony or maybe give an encouraging word to Sister Lenora. Hello?
Hello? No one?
They should be there, praise the Lord. The Burns, Elder Burns? Oh. Well.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
No one heard my story.
Okay, I'm
but
sorry.
You?
I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Renita.
Okay,
yes, I was muted out. Okay. The first number that we're going to open up, I'm sorry, is I just wanted to say, if you don't want to say anything, don't say anything. Just don't hang up because we don't know what the Lord has
right.
in store for you. So just don't hang up. You don't want to say anything, don't say anything. The first number that I'm going to open up, the area code is 347 and the last four digits 0186. Are you there, caller? Amen. 0186. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling
Amen.
In. The next number is 304, the area code, 3167, the last four digits. Are you there, caller? Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for
Praise
calling
God.
In. I am truly blessed by the testimony that we just heard. The next number is 919. And the last four, 5526. Are you there, caller?
Yes, good morning. I'm there.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. And just listening to your testimony, it was truly a blessing, and I want to just tell God to just give you all the praises. You know, everyone can't go through a situation that you went through and still be in a right and solid mind. And
Amen.
I just want to say that it really touched me. It really touched me.
Can I have your name, sir?
Dwight Harper. Actually, I'm Renita's brother.
Oh,
hi. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good, how are you?
Fine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just kind of lost words right now. That was very touching.
Yes. Oh yeah, me and I'm still here by the grace of God, and I still sit and say, "Wow, God, you still got. I still didn't lose my mind. I'm still pushing on. Praise Him every day. I don't see no other way but to praise Him. I don't know no other way to live but to praise Him. Because I could have been in the gutter." He was 20 years old, you know, and
true.
Thank you.
It's just a blessing. I mean, like I said, I've heard a lot of testimonies, and this is just one that has really touched me. And the words and the inspiration that you have received through this is just unbelievable. And to go through what you went through and the journey that you traveled going through this, it was just unreal.
Rough. Yeah, rough.
Yes, so I just want to say God bless you and continue going. Continue your journey.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you, Dwight, for calling in. God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you too, sis.
Okay.
And we must get together.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a blessed morning.
You too.
All right, too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, my brother. The next area code is 252, and the last four, 1879. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Jackie Hill.
What is your name?
Is this Renita?
Yes.
Hey, Renita. I was listening to the testimony, but I was just sitting here. I was just thinking I was just toned in, but it must be meant for me to say something to the mother that her son passed away.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi. My name is
Jackie Hill. Hi, how are you?
And I didn't think I was on hold, but I guess it was just meant for me to say something to you. I went through a similar situation. Our son passed away in 2010. Suddenly, he passed away. And the things that you were saying really touched home with me. He passed away of natural causes. But to lose a child is one of the most devastating things that a parent can ever go through. But I must say that only God, as you were saying, Sister Kirk, only God can carry you through this. So me and my husband and our daughter, she'll be 23 the 18th of September, which is next week. And our son passed away 2 days before her birthday.
Mm.
And we were going to go celebrate our daughter's birthday with our son with us. And instead, my husband and my brother-in-law, they had to go tell my daughter, which is in college, still in college, she's in grad school now, that her brother had passed away.
Wow.
But I just want y'all to know that God is truly able.
Yes.
He's able to see you through.
Yes.
Because nobody.
Nobody.
Because Tuesday will be the fourth anniversary of his death. He died in 2010. He was truly an angel. He was just like your son, Ms. Curry. He helped so many people. He had graduated from college. And he came to our house one afternoon, and he said, Mom, I'm going in early because I had to be at work early in the morning. He didn't complain of anything much as a headache.
Yes.
And about 3 o'clock that morning, our son the police came to our house, and they had told us that our son had passed away all of a sudden. And that's how we found out that he was gone that fast.
Wow.
But yes, it happened all of a sudden. And then things just started going downhill from there because of it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected, and that just shows you how fast things can happen. But
right.
I was listening to your story, Ms. Corey, and you were truly right. Only God can get you through it. Because
only.
We can definitely attest to that. That is so true.
Only God.
Yes.
I'm glad you're all right and you're strong and God has you and has your back.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's so true. It is so true.
Yes, bless you. It's the only way. If I didn't have God, like I said before, if I didn't have God in my life, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I wouldn't.
No, and I was listening. You said you'd be out of your mind. So I was telling people that I helped witness to. I said, I'll be out of my mind. I'll be on drugs or something. But no, none of that took place because I stayed in prayer.
Yeah. His friends and everyone said, Nora, Miss Nora, or some of them call me Mom. You're so strong. Mm-hmm. You're strong because they still cry. They still cry.
Yeah.
It's like, he's all right. He's all right. Just do good because he wants you to do good in life. And I tell you, these kids are so different. And they keep in contact with me. But every time I see them, you know, I cry. You know, but that's all right. That's all right. But he...
That's a pain.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's a pain that would never go away. But
never. No.
Y'all, I want y'all to hear this. I'm going to let you go because I know y'all are on a time limit. But I just held on to our son. I wouldn't let him go. I cried every day.
Yeah.
And I just felt a peace that came over me that said, just let him go. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can rest in peace.
Right.
And then once I did that, I was able to move on.
That was God. Right. Yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So, and this happened with you in 2012, am I correct?
Yes, and November 4th will be 2 years he has passed. So I celebrate him, like the day when he got shot. That was the day that changed all our lives. The first year I had a big barbecue in his honor and all his friends, and we just got together and just talked about him and ate because he loved to eat. You know, I honor him like happy times. I try not to think when he was laying in a hospital, but the other day I did, and I didn't want to. But that's the devil. That's the devil.
Yes.
Be depressed. But no, I got a call from a cousin of mine. He said, snap out of it. You know God got you. God don't want you to be like that, and your son don't want you to be like that. So he said, you call on the name of the Lord. When you feel like
that's
that.
That's right. That's true. And I heard you say that.
Yeah. And that was just yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful.
But I'm fine today.
I heard you say that the enemy had switched the number and you stayed in peace with it. And that was a good thing. The number was changed. You didn't get angry about it. Somebody had took your number off the chart, off his records.
Yeah.
And you didn't know that
your
son had passed away.
Yeah, and took my name off his charts early on and call on the phone and pretend that she was the mother and I wasn't. Why do I get all the information? And she, you know, the nurses told me this. That was the devil. Me, back in the day, I'm not going to lie to you, saints, I would have punched her in the face.
But God has changed you.
Stuff like that. And you're at your weakest point. People are messing with you while you are trying to take care of your son who is in ICU.
Yeah.
That's so unbelievable. But I paid them no mind. I said, Lord, handle that. Handle that. Because I could be in jail right now. Because
And he will.
Yeah.
He will.
Oh, yeah.
Because
people don't understand. When you're going through something like that and they taunt at you, you could snap.
Yes,
you can snap. You know, you can really snap. And I didn't. And I thank him for that. I thank him. I thank him. But just call on the Lord and he will bring you through. He will bring you through. Bless you.
bless you too, and thank you so much, and thank you, Renita. And
thank you, Jackie. I'll see you at work.
There.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, have a blessed day.
Thank you, do the same. Bye. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Well, the next caller is 904, and the last four, 5596. Are you there, caller?
I am here. I don't
Amen.
Have
Amen. We have your name.
My name is Sarah.
Hello.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. I don't have anything to say. I was on the call last night and heard that there was going to be a call this morning, and I wanted to, you know, get on.
Well, praise God, and we thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
So I'll just continue to listen.
Thank
Bless you.
You. Praise God.
Okay, and last but not least is our overall host, Evangelist Denard, who will open up her line.
Yes.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Adrian?
Adrian.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
Good
the Lord.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank God for Minister Burns and Sister Renita and all of you all that's on the call, and especially to the guests, Sister Lenore. I caught the latter part of your testimony, and I certainly can identify with everything that you experienced at the loss of your son, but I also thank God for the scripture where God said in his word that except a seed fall and die into the ground and die, there can be no life. So your son's dead is not in vain, because there is life that was revived, restored, and refreshed because of his death. Amen. So I can certainly identify with your pain. I lost a daughter that was murdered, so I didn't have an opportunity to intercede and ask God to spare her life. She was dead in a matter of 3 minutes with a gunshot to her neck. And I know that feeling, but I also know that just about a year before my daughter was murdered, my son was shot. And he was shot with a .357 Magnum twice in the chest and once in the shoulder. And he was in a coma in ICU for about 7 days. And I can remember petitioning God on his behalf. And God is a great God. He's an awesome God. He knows when we're coming in, and he knows when we're going out. And I had that opportunity to intercede on behalf of my son, and I saw the Lord perform a miracle. Amen. And I remember at that time, I think I was serving the Lord for maybe about 14 or 15 years. And I had to just about do like Hezekiah, turn my face to the wall and pray and ask the Lord to spare his life. And God did just that. And many times, you know, when we petition God, God already has a record on us, amen, but he wants us to have that conversation with him. And I did just that. I had to intercede on behalf of my son, but I had to petition God on the faith and the works that I had invested in the kingdom of God. The Bible says faith without works is dead, so I had to lay my record out before the Lord. It was no good thing that my son had done. But I asked the Lord to spare his life just based upon what I had done to serve him, what I had done to reach out and extend love and compassion and mercy and grace and all those good things to my fellow man. And I tell you, if I ever needed the Lord, I needed him then. And I can remember going on a two-day fast and interceding and praying in the hospital, a two-day fast. And I asked the Lord to perform a miracle on behalf of my son. And if he didn't do it for my son's sake, Lord, do it for my sake. And God raised my child up. He raised him up. He raised him up. And I can certainly testify of the goodness of the Lord. But later on in that, the following year, that's when I lost my daughter. And I didn't have that same extension of love where I was able to intercede on her behalf. But as I heard the woman of God say, she didn't hold God responsible. She didn't get angry with God. She accepted his will. And that's what we have to do. We have to accept God's will. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. It's not a pleasant thing. But we certainly can implement the scripture and see it come alive in our lives when he said all things work together to the good. For the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. So I have to, I gain strength in that. And later on, right before my daughter was murdered, 4 days before she was murdered, that same son that God raised up, he murdered a boy 4 days apart. So that was like on a Thursday. And 4 days later, my daughter was lying dead. So God has given me strength. It's been 15 years now. I raised all of our children. They all, the last one will be 18 years old in about 6 months. So God blessed me to, gave me strength to get through it. And, you know, sometimes I feel myself thinking on the tragedies and, you know, what occurred and what have you. But my strength comes from keeping my eyes on Jesus. As she said, he makes no mistakes. Amen. So the things that I was able to not do in preparing and raising my children, God gave me another opportunity to correct some of those errors and those mistakes and do a better job with my grandchildren. So I just thank the Lord for strength. I thank him for him being faithful and true. One thing about God, you can call on him at any time. He's never busy. He's never occupied. He's always attentive to your needs. So you can always call on him. So just want to encourage the woman of God to hang on in there, because God knows everything. He knows everything. And truly, he said he would not put no more on us than we can bear, even though when we're thrust into the situation, it seems unbearable. But God always gives us the victory. Amen. And our experiences is always for someone else. They're never for ourselves. We go through to be able to strengthen and be a help and a support to someone else. So we just bless the Lord for this opportunity to share our testimonies and share what God is doing in our lives. I thank God for Minister Burns, Elder Burns, and again, Sister Renita, for hosting this segment. It's been such a blessing. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
Bless you.
Hello? Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Pastor Evangelist Adrian Shimpenock. You know what? We haven't had a chance to talk. I've been so busy. But can you just give us a little of what happened during the crusade?
Who?
Adrian. Sister Adrian, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Amen. Could you just give us a little brief about the crusade? I wasn't able to make it this year.
Oh, we had a blast. We had a blast. The Lord really moved in the crusade. I tell you, we had people come from everywhere. We had souls to be restored back into the kingdom of God. We had one young man committed to come in and be baptized in Jesus' name. So we certainly had a wonderful time, and it was marvelous to be able to finally connect with some of our radio listeners that we had never had an opportunity to meet face-to-face. So we were able to see Pastor Miracle and Alma Vera and Sister Kim Coleman, who has just been a listener and a supporter from the very inception of this broadcast, and another young man, a pastor out of Washington, D.C. He saw the flyer on Facebook, and he said the Lord just impressed upon him to come to the crusade. So he was there all the way from Washington, D.C., Bishop Joseph Pope. So those of you that's on the social media, what have you, please connect with him. And the Lord just moved. I tell you, he moved, and the speakers were just incredible, I tell you. And Bishop Lewis was scheduled to speak at our breakfast, but his mother, 90 years old, and we want you all to pray for Bishop Lewis' mother. She turned for the worst, but she's still living. She's still fighting this battle, and he was unable to come, and he sent Apostle Johnson and his wife, Prophetess Chelsea Johnson, to stand in his stead. And just, it was a blessing. I was floored because he presented me with the pastoral ordination to Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. So, you know, he always does something to just blow your mind. So God was just in it all the way. And we're speaking, we're getting ready for 2015, if the Lord so see fit to allow us to cross over and see another year. We're planning on 2015. So you and Elder Burns have to be there, and certainly have to be on the speakers list. So we just excited about what God is doing here in New Orleans. Amen. A place that, you know, some people shy away from, you know, but you can't shy away from the calling of God. When God calls you to an area, when God calls you to an assigned task, amen, it's no time to back up. If he called you, he will equip you. He will give you the tools that's necessary to complete the assignment. So we're excited. That was encouragement. We also had Bishop Alfred Singleton, my Uncle Alfred, 85 years old, all the way from Lansing, Michigan. He and his wife was here, and he gave us some history on about the Crusades. He did about 20-some-odd years ago and was able to just give us the origin of the apostolic doctrine, apostles' doctrine, and he just did a fantastic job, and we were just honored to have him here. So we were just blessed. Everything was beautiful, Minister Billy. We miss you and Ella Burns.
Yes, we miss being there too. But next year, if the Lord will.
Yes. And just want to thank all of you all for supporting us. Thank you for your prayers and your generosity and everything that you did to help make this crusade what it was. So God bless you. And the ministry launch. So we've launched our ministry here in New Orleans, so we certainly need your continual prayer. Amen. While we're here, God bless you all.
Amen. Sister Renita?
Yes. Praise God.
We have an echo. I don't know. I switched off everything that I could switch off. I don't know why we're having this echo, but to God be the glory.
Somebody may have their line on. Somebody may have their
line on speaker. If you have your line on speaker, you'll get that echo.
Oh, okay.
Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Lenore, we are so, I mean, blessed by your testimony and how the Lord was able to bring you and still bringing you through. It's one thing when you hear about somebody losing your child, and I know Sister Adrian. I know Sister Adrian's testimony about her son and her daughter, but to hear someone else, it just encourages you to know that God will be there with you. He will make a way for you besides yourself, because I know that you were outside of yourself during this time. You said that, you know, normally if it was Lenore, you would have punched somebody out. You may have been in jail by now. But God.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
And I still sit back and I look and I'm like, wow, amazing. Amazing. He is so amazing.
Yes, he is. And I know someone has been encouraged. It may not be your child that you lost, but it could be someone that was close to you, someone, you know, that you love, that you don't know how, you know, you're going to be able to make it. But Sister Lenore said through prayer and faith in God, she was able to make it. And Sister Adrian, through prayer and faith in God, they've been able to go this far. And your testimony is an encouragement to somebody, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here, Sister Renita. We're here so that people can hear what God will do, what God is doing, what He can do. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
I know we all have testimonies. We all have, you know, things that sometimes we feel like, well, nobody really wants to hear, you know, my story. But every testimony is important. I often say no testimony is too small and no testimony is too big. You know, just let the world know what our God is doing. Sister Renita?
Yes, and I totally agree with that. Because how are we ever going to let people know that God is real and we can go through something unless we testify? How are the people going to know about the goodness of the Lord unless we tell them? So I thank you. I thank you. And I'm going to give a little brief history on me and my cousin Lenora. I heard about her, but I never knew her.
Right.
We met on Facebook, I think, back 2010.
Yes.
This is how I got to know her. And between exchanges of emails and phone calls, this is how I got to know her. And when her son was shot, I watched her page. And every day, she was right. She was faithful with it. But God, every single day, and that changed and helped me go through some of the things I was going through. Because if she can go through, because I cannot relate to the death of a child, I understand, but I still have my children. I don't know that. I don't know that in-depth pain. I don't know that pain. But I watched her, and I watched her page every day, every single day without fail. She gave God glory on her page. And sometimes I would inbox her and just try to keep her encouraged myself.
Yes, she was there.
Tell her how she's helping people. And one of the people she was helping was me. So I thank God for my cousin, because she wasn't her mother is my aunt. So she wasn't around. And so I never got to meet her. But I knew about her. and I thank God for her today.
I love you.
Because even though we go through things in life, we may not understand it, but in the end, God get the glory because I have come to know a beautiful cousin in the Lord who I love to fellowship with. And today I want to tell you, I love you, girlie.
I love you too, cuz.
You on time. I love you. And I look forward to your praises and your praise reports on your page all the time. And I thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you. This thing that happened with my son has changed me for the better. I pray more. I'm more into God. And I have such a good relationship with him. And I know no other way to live. I tell everyone that. I know no other way to live without God. I can't see it. I don't understand it. And I thank you, Cousin Renita, for letting me be on here because I want to be out there to help. I want to go to another level, a higher level. That's what my church teaches, to how to accept the Lord and how to go to the next level. And
praise
I
God.
Yearn for that. I yearn for that. And this is my first step right here. And I thank you. It helped me. I feel good. And I hope I help a lot of other people. And I would love to continue to do this and be with you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Minister Billy?
Yes. Yes. We are, we are just, you know, that's why we're here. When the Lord gave this, when the Lord gave this to me, I always loved testimony service. It was always a, it was always a point of encouragement for me, you know, to think as a young saint, and I would be like, wow, if God can do that for them, then he can do it for me. And that's the testimony. The Bible tells us that we overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Testimonies are vital. They are vital to the kingdom. In the world that we're living in, the chaos and the hatred and the bigotry, we need to hear what God is doing. We need to know that God has not forsaken us, even though, you know, sometimes we feel forsaken when we're going through the things that we're going through, but God. And so testimonies are vitally important to me. So I just thank God for Evangelist Bernard opening up the line. I thank God for you, Sister Renita, coming on now and helping us with the ministry. We just, you know, it's just a blessing. And these are all divine hookups now. Evangelist Adrian and I, we're friends. We've known each other. We've, you know, gone to church together and fellowship and worked in the kingdom together. But now Sister Renita, who didn't know either one of us.
Nope.
You know, she didn't know either one of us. It was a divine connection. It was a divine connection. And I'm just thanking God for, you know, him doing the things. And if we just open ourselves up to God, you know, we will do great exploits, as the Bible says. We will do great exploits. And I think this is a great exploit. What do you think, Sister Renita? You think this is a great exploit?
I think this is great because on Saturday morning, you know, what are we doing? We busy shuffling, doing this, doing that. Oh, this is finally my day off. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I think it's wonderful that we give God some time. We give God some time. And I thank God for everybody who came on the line because you took out of your busy schedule to see what the Lord had today for you. And I thank God for that. Because God is important. He's important. He's important. He's important in our lives, and we have to spend more time with him.
Yes. That is so
yes,
true.
Yes, absolutely. So, Sister Renita, give us that telephone number to the prayer call. There are a lot of prayer calls out there. you yes. know, and God has one designed just for you. And Pastor Miracle's prayer call may be the one that was for you. Maybe you called other prayer calls and you know, that wasn't quite where you wanted it to be. But let's call in to Pastor Miracle's prayer call and see. Maybe that's the call that God has for you. So give us that number again, Sister Anita.
Okay, the number is 347-637-3802. Again, 347-637-3802. It is every morning, Monday through Friday, at 5 a.m. Central and 6 a.m. Eastern. And I'm on that prayer line, and I'm also on the prayer line every Tuesday night with my pastor. She has an anointed apostolic prayer line, and it is anointed. It is anointed. It is anointed. And that number is, let me find it. Okay, here we go. That number is 712-432-0375, and that prayer line is anointed. That is by my apostle, Jackie London. The number again is 712-432-0375. The code is 795-360, and it's every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And
is
those are
the
only two prayer lines that I'm on. Yes.
Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time or Eastern Time?
Eastern Time, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time. 6 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
And God has really been moving through those two prayer lines. God has really been doing some things in those two prayer lines, and both of the prayer lines, God is so good, confirm each other in my life. They both confirm each other in my life, and I thank God.
Amen.
Well, sister, do you have anything else that you want to say or do?
Sonora?
Sister Renita?
Oh.
Oh, that was me. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That was it. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. I really enjoyed this, and I thank you guys for letting me be a part of this, because that was a healing for me, too, just to tell the story, you know, tell my testimony. And I thank you. I have a good day today. Good day.
You too, cousin.
And, I know I got a few more testimonies, and when the subject come up, I will be right there.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. Well, don't let this be your last time calling in. Call in, and if you don't even want to share with us, just call in and hear with God. Next week, prayerfully, I'm going to have an apostle that's going to be on the line, and powerful, powerful testimony. But she went from prostitution, and now she is an apostle for the Lord. So don't miss it. Join our Facebook page, They Overcame, and you'll be able to hear, you know, what topics. And sometimes we just don't have a guest, Sister Renita. Sometimes we just open up the line and let people give their testimony, because everybody has a testimony.
Right.
Yes.
Everyone has a testimony, so. But we do. But this is a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony, and we just here for the Lord. We just want to be used by God. So, Sister Renita, would please close us out in prayer. Thank you, Sister Lenora. We are so blessed, and we thanking God for you, and you know we're praying for you that God will continue to use you and take you to the level that you want to be in him.
Thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. All right, everybody. This is the end of the show. I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. I would like to close out in prayer. I'm giving God all the honor and glory and praise today. I thank you, Lord. Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Give me your name all the honor and glory and praise. God, we thank you for the show and for the people that came on and spoke. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Pastor Adrian Bernard and Pastor Billy and her husband, Elder Burns. We thank you, God, for them. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Today, God, we know the meaning of being in our right mind, and we thank you for that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our limbs work, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our life, Father. We thank you for being there in our coming and in our going, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. If we had enough tongues, we could not thank you today, Lord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for everyone who tuned in. Thank you, Lord. And for those that are going to tune in later, Lord, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, send your anointing, Father, and touch everyone and let them know that you're real. Send out a miracle, Father, and let them know that you're real, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name all the honor. We give your name all the glory. And we give your name all the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you missed the beginning of the show, we just want you to be sure and turn in to New Destiny Ministries. We're under the umbrella of Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and she has an awesome show that she does every day. And going on 3 years, this faithful woman of God is on this same number, 858-683-1334. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. Anointed men and women of God that expound the word of God. You get a word of prophecy sometimes. It's just an awesome broadcast. So tune in every day. And on Sundays, Evangelist Bernard, did you change your time on Sundays to now that you're in Central time? Amen. Well, maybe she's not with us. I don't have her.
I think it's still 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock.
It's still 10 o'clock.
Eastern, 10 o'clock Eastern time because I get on it in the morning.
Okay. Well, every Sunday morning she has just a few minutes of prayer. I think maybe about 30 minutes of prayer. If you get a chance, if you're not in, you're in church at that time. So if you're not in church at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, you can join Evangelist Bernard for prayer. And we just thank God. Thank God. So now, Sister Renita, are you more comfortable now?
Oh, Lord, I'm getting there. Oh, Lord, I'm getting there. My heart has been racing the whole time. I'm getting there. But I thank God.
Amen. Well, you did a great job. You did a great job. And looking forward to us meeting one another and fellowshipping together and doing this ministry together. So we just thank God. Babe, open up his mic. Honey, are you there?
Hello?
Honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think he's there. But anyway, we just thank God for the broadcast and thank God for what our ears have heard on today. There you are.
Amen. I just thank God.
God, would you mind closing us over my prayer, closing us out in prayer, if you don't mind?
Amen. I certainly will. And I just thank God for the broadcast today and for that awesome testimony from our guest, Sister Lenora. And as I was listening, I just kept thinking, as and I always think about this, of the things that we have gone through. I know back in the early 2000s, there was a song that pretty much took the nation by the Fellowship Choir. It said, "I have a testimony. When I look back over my life, think about all that God has done, I just have a testimony." And, you know, when we look back, I was thinking about how the things we go through could have just messed us up if it wasn't for the grace of God. And you just said that, you know, you could have lost your mind, could have ended up an alcoholic, on drugs. And all of us can look back and see those turns in our life that could have, if it had not been for the grace of God, just destroyed us. But I think about in Psalms 124, it starts out by saying that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. And then finally the culmination of that to me is in verse 7, where it says, "Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped." In other words, we came out just fine because of the grace of God. And when we also look back, we can relate to how in 2 Corinthians 2:14, how it says, "Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make us manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." So no matter what we go through, thanks to God who causes us to triumph. No matter what our external losses may be, God causes us to triumph. And just be comforted in that, my sister, because God has used you, God has protected you, and God has brought you out like a bird escaped from the snare of that fowler. And I just know that God is just so good, so faithful, that we are still here. One of the writers just sings that song and says, "I'm still here, I'm still here. No matter what comes my way, I'm still here." And we just thank God. And that's what these testimonies mean, letting the world know that no matter what, God is able to keep us. And I just thank God for that. Let me do what my assignment was, and that was to pray. So let's just bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, I love you. Hallelujah. I praise you. I give you glory right now in the name of Jesus, because you are awesome. You are faithful. Hallelujah. There's none like you in all of heaven, in all the earth. None like you anywhere, Lord God. You are able to keep us from falling. You are able to sustain us in every situation. You are able to heal us no matter what the hurt. You are able to comfort us no matter what the sorrow. You are able to stand us up, Lord God, even when we fall, hallelujah, the sixth time. But even in the seventh, you will in no wise forsake us. We just have so much to thank you for, Lord God, and we love you, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for our sisters this morning that have joined us, Evangelist Renita and Sister Lenora, that have just graced this airway with your testimony, with your goodness, with the testimony of who you are. Lord God, we thank you. Let these words do what they have been ordained to do. Lord God, drive men and women, boys and girls, everywhere into even the archives of this broadcast to hear these words and be healed, to hear these words and be glad. Hear these words, Lord God, even let it be ministry to relationships, because we know, Lord God, these situations can even just affect an individual to destroy a relationship, whether it be a mother-daughter, father-son, spousal relationships. But, Lord God, heal memories, heal minds, Lord God, that relationship relationship even will be healed. Hallelujah, that household will be saved in the name of Jesus. And just continue to anoint this broadcast. Lord God, continue to lavish our sisters and every listener with your blessings from on high. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory, we count it as done because of our faith in your word, in your faithful word, in your true word, in your powerful word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you.
Well, I think you got him fired up. This testimony got him fired up.
Praise God.
Amen.
We have,
when I think of
we
the
have,
goodness of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord. We have some callers that have called in. I hope they got a chance to hear the testimony, but I'm going to open up their lines to see if they have something that they want to say. The area code is 9045596 is the last 4 digits. Are you there, caller?
I am here. Someone came on a little bit earlier, picked up on my call. This is Sister Sarah from Florida. And I was just, you know, listening to the testimony.
Okay.
I called
last night,
you know, for the first time. And heard that you were going to be on this morning. So I called in to listen today. I got a prayer from, I believe, Prophet Davis. On last evening.
I'm not sure, but amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. I know that you were blessed by the testimony. Okay, and the next number is 832, the area code, and the last four, 5678. Are you there, caller?
Hey, man, I'm here. This is Pastor Miracle. Good morning, everyone.
Oh,
God
praise
bless you.
Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're definitely on this morning showing support, of course, always for New Destiny Ministries and Evangelist Asia Bedard. And, of course, Renita is also a part of our family, and so we love her. And we're just grateful for all that God is doing. I want y'all to know that there is an anointing that's going forth. On what you're doing. It's anointed. God's hand is on it. I want you to know it's very effective. It's very effective. Lives are being touched. Lives are being changed. I want you to be encouraged and know that it matters, that what you're doing for God, it matters. It matters to the kingdom. It matters to people. You know, your voices, just keep your mouths open for God. You know, sometimes some things in God seem little, some things seem big, but I'm telling you what you're doing is big. It's important. You know, and it's essential. And so just be so encouraged and just stay right here. Keep doing this. God's going to add to you. Amen. I love y'all so much. So just be encouraged. And just glory to God for how he's using you and all that he's doing. Keep sharing those testimonies. Praise God.
Thank you. Praise
God. Amen. I also want to thank you for Renita sharing our broadcast with the people Monday through we have been every day, but I guess, you know, I don't know, but every day, but the Spirit of the Lord, he uses us, you know, prophetically with people, and it's to strengthen relationships with the Lord. It's to birth assignments in God, to get people on with what God has for them, you know, what he has for them to do. And so I'm just, it's fun. It's almost like we're taking a journey together. We all on the same bus, and God is doing these things in our families, and he's doing these things that, you know, you know, he's doing these things in our lives. And then they get to share around change ports. I mean, I expect stuff to change every day. There's not one prayer that I pray, and I'm not looking for a change report or a testimony or, a, you know. And so that's what we're dealing. We're dealing change and growth, you know, and advancement and results. And so I'm just definitely excited about the results that I'm seeing in the life of Renita and many others. And so I just want y'all all to be encouraged and just know that we're all on the same team. This is about teamwork. You know, Evangelist Bernard and I, we're definitely, that's my sister, my mother. I don't even know how to describe her. I love her. Amen. And building kingdom together. So everybody stay connected, and I believe I'll be on Destiny Ministries broadcast ministering on Thursday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And so we're looking forward to that. You know, we'll all be supporting that. So God bless you all, and I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, and I love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that word, and we receive that word. Sometimes it does get a little discouraging, you know, when you know what you want. You want to see results. You want to see, and that's why I say we hear, we have prayer calls, and we have, you know, ministries like Evangelist Bernard. I said, but what is God doing behind that? What is God doing, you know, as a result of what's heard? And so then God birthed this in me. So thank you, Pastor Miracle, for just that word of encouragement. Really, I receive it. And thank God
me
for
too.
Sister Renita, and how, you know, God has brought us together so that we can minister together. I mean, it's just an awesome thing.
He said he's going to send us out in twos. He's going to send you out in twos. Praise God.
Amen. Well, Sister Miracle, Pastor Miracle, are you here in the area?
What area is that?
Oh, North Carolina.
No, I'm not. But I do have I have members of my church that live in North Carolina because we're our walls. So I'm very connected to North Carolina. I live in Texas. I live in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And, and so, I mean, we may have to come to North Carolina and do something, you know, just touch down there and see what the Lord does. Obviously, there's a ripe harvest. There's some people in that area that love God. But I do live in Texas.
Amen.
For now, we'll
Amen.
See what the Lord's going to do.
Amen. Well, I'm just blessed, and I often say that on my wedding day, my cheeks were so tight from me smiling, and that's how I am now. I just love the Lord, and I love, you know, what He's doing for His people, and you know, I love the callers calling in and giving their testimony, sharing with us what God is doing, because we serve a great God.
And you know, me and Pastor Miracle was another divine connection. I met her through the radio broadcast with Pastor Adrian Bernard, and I was listening, and she had a prayer line, and I was in a very dark place. I mean, I was in a very, very dark place in my life, and I would get on her prayer line, but I wouldn't see anything. About a week later, she just sat there and told me about what? Yes, it's me. And then I confessed to some of the things I was going through because I wouldn't say anything. I would just be on the prayer line, and I wouldn't say anything. And ever since I've been on her prayer line, she has also helped me grow in God and put some words and gave me some words from the Lord in my life and hold on to as tangible. That helped me in my walk with God, and I thank God for her. I am faithful to her line, too. Every morning, 6 a.m., good morning, it's Renita. And I thank God. God has mouthed me up on the backs of some women who are eagles, and He has placed me on a stable foundation of some women that are eagles, and I thank God for that. He got me solid. And told me, on this rock, you build your church. And I thank God. I just walk around and praise Him all day.
Amen. Glory, I love it. And you know what I love about Renita is that Renita can recognize, you know, when she, you know, our paths have crossed with so many people. And, you know, what some people do is that they'll come through every now and then for a breakthrough, and they'll keep going. But, it's not the will of God for us to just get sprinkled. God is a God of overflow. God wants to stabilize a people, you know. And so Renita has come into stabilization in a short time because she was faithful. She committed and became just super faithful. And it's so funny because the Spirit of the Lord, I think it was this week, was saying something to her concerning, don't be shaken, don't see no better. And she was so strong, it made me laugh. She is in a strong place. It's like she's a rock now, like nothing can touch me, nothing can hurt me. But it's only because, you know, she submitted to the strengthening of the Lord, and it was daily, daily, daily. It wasn't like, oh, no, I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It wasn't like, oh, I'm in a crisis. I'm going to call Pastor Miracle. No, she, and I think she's been listening to the tithes. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is the will of God. It is the order of God for us to constantly hear the word. And that's where our faith is going to come, you know, the faith to not be moved by the natural things that we see, but the faith to live by the Spirit of God. And so, and I think the strength that we're seeing, her strength is an example of what happens when we truly connect, when we connect for real and we stop playing. You know, because see, God has made so many things available. And see, while Eve and Adam, they were in the garden eating on what they weren't supposed to eat on, is what they were, you know, they were eating on what they were not supposed to eat on. God said, don't eat this tree. And so many times we're doing that in life. We're eating what we're not supposed to, and the things that God has put around us for our strength, for our stability, for our growth are being neglected, you know. And so, you know, Renita has displayed an ability to forsake the stuff that is problematic right now. It's not good for her right now, and she's focusing in on, okay, God said I can eat of this tree. You know, God said this is good for me. God connected me with this ministry. God has given me this pastor, and God has given me this woman of God. And she's just delved in like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and she's strong. And so I just want to, I think that is an example. And she doesn't live next door to me. So God has made it available where, you know, whatever we need is here. There are no excuses. There are no excuses. Amen. I don't want to take up too much time, but everything that we need, the Bible says, my God shall supply all my need. And while people are worried about money and people are worried about relationships, they're worried, but what they really need is standing right there and they're ignoring it. We have to really identify, hey, this is what God has provided. I need this, but we're chasing things that we think we need that we really don't need. And the spiritual food, the spiritual strength, the spiritual birthing, I mean, the what we really need, you know, we are not connecting to it. We're not latched on. So I just want to encourage everybody, what God has made available to you, this ministry, others like it, you know, precious saints, the ministers and the fivefold ministry gifts that are connected to evangelist Adrian Bernard are the most humble, anointed people you will ever meet.
Praise
you know,
God.
And just connect, know that this is family, you know, and know that there is a spirit of unity, you know, with us, and two is better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Even everybody connected that have prayer lines, nobody's in competition. We all love you. We all love each other. Get what you need. Get on in God, you know. Manifest your destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, thank you.
Praise God. And Pastor Miracle, before you go, I know you have heard some of your testimony, how you got here. Before you was even born, there was workers of iniquity trying to get rid of you. So if you're available, connect with either me or Minister Billy, and I know we would love to hear your testimony because you will bless the people.
Amen. Y'all just schedule me in, and I'll come on and share. And, I mean, I will be on here anyway, Renita. We truly plan on supporting you fully. And I think we have more than just me that's on supporting you as well from our ministry. But, yes, my story, it is so powerful. my book, Priceless Poetic Reflections, that whole first chapter is entitled The Process of My Birthing, because people ask me, why is your name Miracle? I mean, they see my life and they see some of the gifts and results and stuff, and then they figure it's something to it. And, you know, and it's so long and complex and complicated. And when I was, the Spirit of the Lord had me just writing this book, and he said, put that in there. Tell the people, you know, because it gives insight into the realms of the Spirit. There's nothing new under the sun. I mean, I wasn't the first baby under attack. Jesus was under attack. They were trying to kill him. They tried to kill Moses. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we have to know. We have to know who we are. And many times in everyday life, when you're, you know, I cook eggs and grits like everybody else. I have kids. You know, you don't always feel this big, powerful, anointed thing, but it's on you and it's in you, and the assignment is real. So we have to understand that, you know, hell is not looking at us as normal women, normal people. Hell is scared. There is an anointing. There is an assignment. There is a mandate, I'm telling you. And so, you know, in the realms of the Spirit, they're very conscious from and not just from the moment you're born. They're conscious from the moment your seed is deep into the womb. The Bible says of Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. There was a mm-hmm. moment in time when Jeremiah's seed became that which was growing and developing skin in the womb of his mother, and hell was already trying to kill him. Hell was already mad. Hell was already scared. And so, you know, even from that place, there was warfare. And it wasn't just warfare on me because I wasn't born yet. It was warfare on everything connected to me. It was warfare for my mother. My mother came under severe attack. You know, my whole family, there were times a whole car of them could have died because she was pregnant with me. But I'm telling you, I'm going to share that much of it, and I want to encourage everybody to buy that book. And I'm not saying buy the book so I can get rich and so we can make money, but the money does go for ministry. But I'm saying buy the book because I don't know anybody who has bought that book and started reading it that could put it down before they got to around page 70. And I'm talking about just keep reading. And even when I read, it's so anointed, I cry and I worship. I cry and I worship like somebody else wrote it. It's an anointed book. I asked the Lord, you know, when I was writing the book, I said, Lord, let this be yours, and when people read it, infuse them with yourself. Would you please invade their space? Would you please take over their heart, take over their mind, their soul? Holy Spirit, be in covenant with this book. Let this be something that you use to just, you know, birth yourself in people the more. And so every time I read it, I don't care if I read one page, one poem, one thing, it gets me. It gets me, and I cry, and I worship, and it opens me up. So I want to encourage y'all, it's Priceless Poetic Reflections, and it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and it is the anointing wrapped up in some pages of paper. So, but I'm going to be sharing more. Y'all going to have me back on, and I'm going to share some things and enlighten you on some things. And I know it's going to resonate, and it's going to connect with your story as well. I love y'all so much, and thank you for the honor.
Thank you
for having me on, and just thank God for our connection. I love you. And I'm just excited about all that God is doing.
Praise God.
Amen. I keep cutting myself off, y'all, because y'all know I can go on. I just keep going, so I'm trying to just play volleyball here, and so I toss the ball back that way. But if y'all want me to keep going, just tell me. I'm just trying to stay in order.
Amen. Well, If we don't have any more testimonies, this has been good fellowship. But we have about 6 minutes left on the live broadcast. And, you know, what our ears have heard. Thank you, Pastor Miracle, for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And please do get her book. Please do get her book because we need those kind of, I mean, there's so much stuff out here. And there's so many things that God is using. We're in the time of information, but we are starving for information. You know what I'm saying? It's that there's so much out here until it's like overload. But some things God has ordained. Everybody can write a book. I mean, I see stuff on Facebook where they're saying you know, write a book. And everybody has a story to tell, but it's not always going to be helpful to, maybe helpful to that person to get their words out there, but, you know, it may not be helpful. But I believe that Pastor Miracle's book will be a blessing to us. So please get it. Please order it and be blessed by it. I know I'm going to get a copy of it. I'm going to order a copy of it. Amen, amen, amen. Well, do you have anything else to say, Sister Renita?
No, ma'am, no, ma'am, I don't. I just want to thank God for everybody who has tuned in. I thank God for you.
Amen, amen, and I do too. And thank you, honey. You got a little fired up on us and had to preach on you this morning.
I thought he was gonna go.
Amen, amen. That's my honey. That's what I call him. That's my honey.
Praise God.
Okay, well,
beautiful
marriage. Amen. We'll be celebrating 29 years next month.
Praise
the 19th. Amen.
All right.
So. We just thank God for, you know, I thank God for him. And I used to tell him, I don't tell him that anymore, but I used to tell him when we first got married, I don't know what you did wrong to get me, but I thank God.
Praise God.
Why God is punishing you with me, but I thank him.
Praise God.
Oh, amen, amen. Okay, well, we just thank God for the broadcast today. And I do like to end with songs. Do you like our theme song? Do you like our theme song? Is there another time? We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
But I'd like to close with Micah Stampley, Overcome. I think this is an awesome, awesome song. And until next week, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Throne in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every story is yours.
Thank you.